GAA on Off the Ball.
Brought to you by the Boyle Sports app. Cash out and in-play betting available in the App Store and Google Play Store.
All right, John Mahan, new Offaly football manager. Good afternoon to you. Thanks for taking the call.
You're very welcome, Adrian. Nice to talk to you.
What are you doing is the first question I have for you.
Oh, there are times when I wonder. It's a very, very interesting challenge. I've been out of the inter-county management scene for the last number of years. And, this one tickled my fancy. I went to school in the Midlands in Carmel College Moat back in the day, and I worked in custody embarrassment at Lawn. So I'd be familiar with the dynamic of Offaly people, and having been asked to consider the position, I was delighted to be able to say yes.
Was it something that you were actively looking for, John? I mean, you already sort of sensed the enthusiasm from your reaction there, but was it something you were actively looking to get back involved in at the game at that level?
Adrian, to be perfectly honest, it wasn't. 3 weeks ago, I would have practically sworn that I would never get involved in inter-county management again. And yet, when I sat down and met with the delegation from Offaly, who were appointed, the subcommittee were appointed to seek a manager, I got that nervous excitement that anyone who's involved in management would be aware of. And I said, yeah, you know, there's something about this. And it began to tickle my fancy. And I began to think about it and dream a little. And I said, I found it hard to say no. And so it was an interesting experience in that regard. And all of experience sends is kind of a nervous excitement, which is kind of good. You don't get that in ordinary daily life. And it's a nice feeling. And I'm really excited about it and looking forward to the what will be a big challenge. But nonetheless, I'm really looking forward to it.
Before we get into the thrust of the Offaly job, you mentioned your relationship with Westmeath, with Moat and with that loan as well. And there had been some talk that you'd had conversations there. Was that the case with Westmeath?
I did. I'll be perfectly honest. I sat down last week with Westmeath as well. And again, having gone to school there for 5 years, in fact, I was privileged enough to win a Hogan Cup medal with 9 Westmeath lads on the team back in a long number of years ago. But I was very familiar with the quality of footballers that they have. And but the reality was, having sat with them, I was being considered for the position. The difference is, I suppose, with Offaly, I was offered the post, having met with them on 2 occasions.
You're 10 years out of the inter-county game that we've mentioned since the Roscommon gig. Is there like a concern the game moves on, and the game has moved on in a very significant way at that level over that period of time? Have you any concern about getting back into it now?
I don't have a concern, Adrian, to be honest with you. I have never been far away from football management. I'm still at it down here, albeit at club level. And you know, but the inter-county scene has moved on. There's been a seismic shift in the whole approach to it, with all sorts of resources now involved in the whole scene. But as far as I'm concerned, it still remains a simple game. I mean, there's 15 aside and two goal posts at either end. So I don't get overexcited about the whole backroom scene. Obviously, it's a crucial part, and you've also got all sorts of analytics involved now with GPS tracking devices and one thing and another, and strength conditioning coaches and football coaches and psychologists and what have you. But that doesn't scare me in any way. I've never been removed from the football scene. I know exactly what's going on, or I have a fair idea of what's involved in that aspect of things. So that's part of the excitement in discovering this and learning about it, and I suppose part of the excitement of taking on the job.
Will they all be roles, John? Do you think that you'll look to fill, like the club game, barring at a very elite level, is a very different thing, obviously, from the inter-county game? And those roles and things that you've mentioned there, are they all things that you think you'll look to introduce in Offaly or bring in as part of your regime?
Yeah, most inter-county teams, Adrian, would have quite a professional setup, including Offaly. But, you know, interesting enough, at my place of employment where I work, a colleague of mine just showed me some video clips and that's been circulated to his team that he coaches, and that's at intermediate club level. So there's a huge element of professionalism has been introduced to the game right across, whether you're talking about inter-county down to club level. And I know from my involvement here with Castlebar and Mitchells, who are very, very professional clubs as well. So, but getting back to the thing, while I try and introduce it, look at there's also resource issues, Adrian, with every club. And to be perfectly honest, like, I mean, you know, these Offaly boys are maybe a little a level below the big guns of the Mayos that I'm familiar with, and obviously the Galways and here in this province, and the Dublins and the Corks and the Kerrys, or certainly the Kerrys. But yeah, we've got to sit down and have that conversation. But I'd be certainly moving very rapidly to try and put a backroom team together and identify, you know, selectors from within the county. And obviously, I'd be totally reliant on them initially. They have their finger on the pulse as regards the whole football scene in Offaly. So that's something I'll be sitting down with and moving on pretty quickly.
Because, like, a big part of those aspects, the sort of strength and conditioning, the mental side of it, all of that kind of thing, is it's almost more about a philosophy, isn't it? Rather than, I mean, the technology has sort of caught up to a point where, like you're saying, about the video clips can be made available to all levels now, but it's almost about your own philosophy as opposed to the technology. And would you have been somebody who would have leaned on that sort of analysis aspect of things, John, in your previous roles?
Well, Adrian, there was times I wish I probably leaned on it a little bit heavier, because my record, obviously, and you know, particularly on big days, has been unfortunately quite poor, and lost three All-Ireland senior finals, a club final with my home team across Menina, an under-21 All-Ireland final. But nonetheless, I see what the type of skill set that I have. I'm involved in football management at intercounty level for about 16 or 17 years. I got involved in it. Unfortunately, from my perspective, I got injured at a very young age. I was only 25 years of age and had a lot of surgeries that kind of forced me into management a lot quicker than I would have ever anticipated. I arrived there more or less by default. But I certainly have learned an awful lot in over the last 30 years of management, and I certainly think that it's something that I can. I have a certain skill set that I'll be able to bring to Offaly, and I hope it works.
How would you describe it? That skill set.
It's a wealth of experience and knowledge, and maybe mistakes along the way, and learning and learning from your mistakes. And you know, I'm a regular in Croke Park every year, watching games and watching the whole dynamics of it. And as I said, Adrian, I don't want to get. It's not an exact science. Gaelic football is a complex way in many ways, because the complexity is introduced by the personnel that you're dealing with. And we're now dealing with a very, very well-educated young Gaelic footballer. A lot of them are university educators. Many of them have played Sigerson Cup football and have been exposed to top-class coaches and managers. So they have a certain demand as well. And I'm just hoping that I'll be able to meet that demand. But, yeah, there's going to be challenges along the way. But that's all part and parcel of the whole dynamic of management at any level.
It feels like the Offaly proposition feels like a kind of a different one now than it did a year ago, maybe even in a shorter time frame than that, almost since Paul Rouse was obviously in there and did what he did and sort of challenged the Offaly culture almost. It certainly feels like a better proposition now, John.
Well, yeah, I wouldn't have been overly familiar with what was happening in the Offaly situation last year until that little mini crisis that they were presented with, you know, after they were knocked out of the Leinster Championship. And I haven't met Paul Rouse. I'm familiar with his name, and I know he surrounded himself with very, very good Offaly people, and he certainly got a tune out of the Offaly footballers beating Antrim and coming so close to knocking Clare. They only lost by 2 points in that backdoor game. So that would suggest to me, and it's something I would be familiar with, the DNA of Offaly is a very, very strong, proud county, both in hurling and football. And unfortunately, for a combination of reasons, whether it's depopulation or a lack of real ambition or desire, but they have slipped down the pecking order a little bit. And I just would love to be able to generate a bit of excitement in the football scene and mobilise the team. And hopefully, if I get buy-in, I think we can achieve something.
I'm sure that 10 managers in 10 years probably hasn't helped that development of football either in the county. And I'm sure it's a concern for, I don't know what sort of length of deal you've agreed with the Offaly County Board, but it's a pretty high turnaround to the point where you might almost think that, I mean, trigger happy is the phrase that comes to mind in terms of Offaly's patience with their managers.
Yeah, as you well know, Adrian, whereas in your job and my job, we don't tend to look back to any large extent because it mightn't be healthy. I certainly wasn't aware of that statistic, and it's one that doesn't concern me. I have no interest in that. I'm not looking over my shoulder wondering, am I going to be fired the minute I agree to take a job? But the thing about it is, I'm smart enough to recognise and realise if the thing ain't working, I wouldn't be hanging around, and I'm sure Offaly wouldn't entertain me, whether it's the players or others. If I get a strong indication that this ain't working, well, I certainly won't be staying put. But I hope that wouldn't be the situation, and I don't anticipate it. It would be, because I think Offaly are a reasonable people. And as I say, that's not something I'm thinking about, Adrian.
Yeah. Have you discussed a duration with them, John?
Have a duration with them?
And a length of an agreement. How many years are you going to be?
I mean, as with any job, as we all know, in Gaelic football, it's an amateur game. There's no such thing as a contract. You shake a chairman's hand or a number of personnel from the county and say, yes, we'll rock and roll and we'll get this thing moving. And if at any time during your tenure, and I said we'll review this in 12 months' time, or at the end of our, whenever the Offaly exit is from Championship, whenever that might be, that you sit down and have that discussion, that would be the normal course of events. And so I've agreed to stay on for 12 months and we'll review it after that. But I'd like to stay a little bit longer if it's working. And if it's not, I'll know that too.
Have you sat down and, I mean, I'm conscious of obviously the sort of tier B conversation is one that's been growing pace over the last little while, and interested to get your thoughts on that now in an Offaly context. So your thoughts on that, I suppose, initially, and also whether you've discussed targets with the... I mean, you could have picked a better province, John, it does strike me, in terms of trying to win a provincial title. But have you discussed targets, and where do you sit on that Tier B football championship?
Well, just to give an indication, I got involved in Mayo in 1995 when they had just been relegated to Division 3 and had been well beaten by Galway in a county championship, and we came within a hop of a ball a number of months later of winning an All-Ireland final. When I took over Clare in 1990, I think they had 13 or 14 players that managed to tag out and play in the Northern B Championship against Sligo a number of weeks before I took over. And within 12 months, we'd won an Northern B Championship, which was quite significant at the time. And within 2 years, we had beaten what were then the aristocrats of Gaelic football at the time, albeit 1992 was Kerry. So, you know, I'm realistic to realise that I'm going into a province where Kildare have certainly embellished their reputation with a great run through the back door. You've got a lot of quality teams. Westmeath, you mentioned earlier, got a fine side. Longford have done exceptionally well. And you'll notice I haven't even mentioned the big guns, Dublin.
I am noticing that.
Yeah, I mean, there's no doubt. And we have to be realistic. And we're starting off with baby steps with Offaly to a large extent. And to try and come out of Division 3 would be an absolute huge target. And you've got to have goals and targets. And that's certainly one that we'll be targeting. Will it happen in year one? I don't honestly know. But if you put the process in place and have a goal and get a group of boys and lads that will buy into a philosophy and buy into what should be a professional approach to the whole thing, then I think there's quality footballers in every county, including Offaly, and who knows where it might take us. But I'd love to get on a journey and have a bit of fun along the way, because ultimately it's a choice of pleasure of playing Gaelic football, any sport. It's your choice to be happy and enjoy it. And I mean, the greatest enjoyment I've had is in the winners' enclosure when you have that feel good factor in a dressing room, when you sit down after a game and you know you've played your absolute best, you know, the best you possibly could be, and you're lucky enough to have won a game, irrespective of what level it's at. That's a unique feeling, and I hope awfully men get to experience that.
I appreciate that it's the championship isn't even yet done, and obviously not August is not yet done, and you won't have had an opportunity to get a proper look at what you're dealing with from a player's point of view. But have you any thoughts or ambitions around what sort of style you might like to play, John? I guess, like you mentioned earlier on, just about the Offaly mindset and mentality and that sort of thing. So I guess the melding of that with your own philosophies, and then obviously sprinkling in a bit of what's going to get us a result here. Have you any thoughts about that?
Yeah, absolutely, Adrian. I have become quite bored, actually, watching Gaelic football, like many of your listeners, and I'm sure yourself, if you sit down to watch this year's football championship. I suppose the brilliance of the hurling championship has magnified the ordinariness of our football championship this year. We've had a lot of very ordinary games and a lot of dour football. And I said to my young fella there only a number of a month ago, I said if I was getting back into football, I'd certainly consider you being a half-back, because it appears that 80% of the football is played in the half-back line. That wouldn't be my philosophy. Any team I've ever been involved with, I'd like to go and, you know, from my time involved here with Mayo, I spent 7 years with Mayo, my philosophy would be to play a more orthodox brand of football. And unfortunately, it appears a lot of teams have adopted that style and it's become very, very defensive. It wouldn't be a style that I would endorse. And certainly, as I say, it's when you go to play a sport that spectators pay in to watch and see you, but you would hope that you wouldn't see 90% of the game played in the full back line, half back line. So let's hope that we can move the ball quickly into the scoring zone and have a bit of fun up there. That's what it's all about, I think.
Yeah, and I mean, I think a lot of that, and before we wrap, I do want to get your thoughts on two things particularly. One is the game this weekend, and I think a lot of that, boring football, as you've described it, maybe not that inaccurately, has come from Dublin's dominance and, I guess, teams, and maybe there's an element of this about Tyrone even this year, that they've set out to play, no matter who the opposition, with the mindset that we're going to eventually get a crack at Dublin, and we need to be set up almost to deal with that. What's your sense ahead of this weekend?
You're right in what you've just said in many ways, Adrian, but however, you take a look at Mayo's style, where they should have possibly dethroned both Kerry and Dublin over the last number of years, and certainly have put themselves in winning positions. They didn't get to those positions later on in the game, when the game was in the balance down to the last minute or two, by playing an ultra-defensive game. I think you have got to have a balance. Most teams now do adopt the approach of defending, getting as many bodies behind the ball. But it's all about transitioning at pace, and Tyrone, as we all know, there's no team better than transitioning from defence into attack. Donegal did it to a certain extent a number of years ago when they were in their pomp. But I think that if you're going to have any crack at playing Dublin, you've got to be prepared to have four or five guys up in attack and move the ball pretty quickly into the danger zone. Is there any weakness in the Dublin team? It's been perceived that their full-back line over the last couple of years has been weak. We've yet to see it been exploited to any large extent. But I certainly, if I was Tyrone, I would be inclined to land a few scuds often and nearly into their full-back line and try and attack them there. So I just hope it's an open game of football. The last thing we need is a dull defensive style that just leaves us running for the kettle 15 or 20 minutes into the game. We don't need that.
Get Colm Cavan in there and get it in the mixer.
Exactly. But he's firefighting all over the field, but very rarely in the full forward line. But he's having a wonderful year, both with club and county, and he's embellished his reputation this year in particular. He's arguably player of the year with what he does for that Tyrone team, but a lot of it is played between the half of midway line and the full back line, very rarely up front. But it would be interesting if they had somebody to bomb a few scuds in under into the full forward line and see how it shapes up.
Yeah, since Sean got out of his way, he's been
exactly.
I don't want to make it go on.
Have just been remarkable, and what Mickey Hart, and he deserves wonderful credit the way he's transitioned. A new team, and they're all buying into the philosophy, and some outstanding talented forwards, and I just hope they get an opportunity to express themselves on the day.
What have you made of the Mayo situation? A lot of conjecture about what's going on there. Obviously Stephen Ratchford has left. It's done now.
Sad in a way, Adrian. Yeah. Sad in a way. We have the uncanny knack of landing ourselves in the headlines because we're, I suppose, a high profile team in many ways. I'd rather we weren't when it comes to issues of this nature, and issues like the management upheavals that we've witnessed here in recent times. I would rather it had been done behind closed doors. For whatever reason, wash this dirty linen in public, and it's not nice as a Mayo person. And I feel sorry. I know Stephen Ratchford all my life. We come from the same town of Cross Malina, and I'm very quite close to him. I've spoken to him yesterday. I spoke to him on Saturday about football issues, and he was very enthusiastic and really looking forward to getting his backroom team together, and he was convinced he'd be in charge today. He would have been ratified at this stage. It didn't happen for whatever reason. I find it very, very complex. I find it difficult to establish what goes on. I don't know from what source or why he's out of the job. It's just unfortunate and difficult. I hope we move on and put somebody in place. And I think Stephen, at the end of the day, did the right thing by stepping away. I would hate to see his name being dragged through or his reputation being tarnished anyway, because he's a fantastic young coach, a great young manager, and did a brilliant job. You know, came so close to Dublin on two occasions, and albeit he didn't win the provincial title, but at the same time he got his team right on two of the 3 years to really, really challenge for All-Ireland glory. It didn't happen for him. I've been there. I know how difficult it is for him, but I've no doubt Stephen Rochford in particular will be back in management, and he certainly will be involved in teams in the future, because he's a lot to offer. But sad, Adrian, in many ways that we find ourselves in the position we do today.
Yeah, and there's a huge amount of conjecture and rumours, and the rumour mill is in absolute sort of full-on mode about why he left and all that sort of stuff. And it seems like as if you're saying he almost didn't have an option but to almost get the hell out of there at that stage before things got even deeper.
Yeah. Yeah, and that would have been my advice to him. I was to step aside. I suppose when there's a vacuum, and unfortunately, what happened here in Mayo, the backroom team, Donny Buckley, who had been here for 6 years, I worked with him in Clare back in 1994, fantastic coach, and obviously Tony McEntee had been in here for the couple of years with Stephen, and Peter Burke had stepped up from goalkeeping coach to be a starter with him this year. All three departed, and at that juncture, Stephen would have started looking for alternatives to those individuals. And I suppose Mayo probably would look for a high-profile coach. There are very few of them in the marketplace, but that appears to have become a part of the equation now when you're managing an inter-county team. You've got to, particularly the likes of the Mayo, they've got to have a high-profile coach who has proven himself. And they're few and far between. And I suppose the longer that went on, and the element of procrastination, people begin to speculate when there's a vacuum, and you know that probably wasn't healthy, and maybe decisions should have been made much, much earlier, whether that was the appointment of staff to the job or whatever. But that didn't happen, and in the absence, I say, of decisions, things begin to unravel, and happened down here.
Do you think, John, the county board sort of made up their mind that they wanted to move on without Stephen for whatever reason, and he did, as you say?
No, that would. I know for a fact that would not have been the case. I know they were quite keen to have Stephen in charge. As I say, I don't know the exact details. I'm not, and I would certainly wouldn't speculate as to what happened. I don't know what happened, but you saw, and we all read Stephen's statement where he felt that he hadn't got the support of the executive, but I know up to last week he certainly would have had the support of a number of the executive. I don't know what happened in the interim.
Yeah, bizarre stuff. You mentioned the sort of high profile coaches. Jim McGuinness has been one of those names that's been linked. James Horan is another one. I mean, Kevin McStay will be another obvious one, you would think. Potentially other factors there that might mean that may not happen. But what's your own thought process about who would be the best person to take Mayo forward?
Adrian, that's a fantastic question, and it's one that it's too difficult. It's an honest question, and I'm not able to answer the honest question right now. I could speculate. There's wonderful speculation going on as to who might be the manager. I've absolutely no idea, and If I had an inkling, I'd head for Paddy Power right now.
It sounds like you might have your fiver down, John. That's
I'd get it wrong like most times when I go to the bookie shop. But Kevin McStay is in a job. He's not available. He applied before, and that ended up in a bit of a mess as well. But he's the Roscommon manager, and I heard he got an endorsement from the county manager from the chairman of the Roscommon County Board, or certainly the management, because they endorsed him. I don't know if that's a good thing or a bad thing. This is not soccer we're talking about and getting football. I would take it as being authentic and real and genuine that they want him to stay on. He hasn't been ratified yet, I believe. Jim McGuinness appears to have eyes on an alternative career, which doesn't involve catching and kicking the ball.
I'm hearing James Horan then, John, after, if we're discounting as we go here.
You're down to James Horan, but there's jobs being advertised left, right and centre all over the country, and If you go down to Kerry, you look at the Paddy Power, which obviously, Adrian, you're familiar with the betting there. You see this, the Pat O'Shea's and Jack O'Connor. Maybe one of those guys might arrive up in Mayo. Who knows? And that's the interest. I mean, Kerry people like to travel, as you know. They have a history of getting into a car and driving for hours. So maybe it might be a Kerry man. Who knows?
Right. Very good. Well, I mean, I'll have to scratch my head on that one and have a think about it.
Well, go back and think about it.
the big question, John, obviously, is if the shorts are coming back. It's the one thing that everybody's been chatting about since you were reappointed.
Well, you know what? I'll have to take a look. I've lost touch with that in recent times. But if we get good weather, I'm afraid if when you have legs like mine, Adrian, what could you do?
Get them out. That's the key.
If you had a summer like this summer, so what else would I be doing?
John, look, it was really good to catch up with you. Thanks for taking the time, and best of luck with the new gig.
Thanks a million, Adrian.
Cheers.
GAA on Off the Ball.
Brought to you by the Boyle Sports app. Cash out and in-play betting available in the App Store and Google Play Store.